Today, we're going to talk about the dark side of podcasting.
Welcome to Your Podcast Consultant, small lessons with big value. With more than a decade of experience and millions of downloads, this Hall of Fame podcaster is a featured speaker, author, and mentor to thousands. Now, he wants to work with you. He's your podcast consultant, Dave Jackson.
Today, we're going to talk about fraud. Now, fraud is kind of a broad legal term that refers to situations where someone is intentionally dishonest in order to receive some kind of benefit from a person or a business or, an entity of some sort. So let's say you go around and you sell cookies for a charity, and that charity is you. Yeah, that would be fraud, right? You're like, help these young boys to live a better life, and then you sell the cookies and keep the money. Yeah. If you use a handicap sticker in your car so you can park up front, but you don't have a disability, well, that's fraud. And if we bring this into podcasting, when you have a sponsor and they're like, hey, I want to get in front of your audience, and you're like, great, it's X amount of money for X amount of downloads. And then you pay a company to artificially inflate your stats, that's fraud. And the other thing that you may not realize is not only are you losing your integrity, and I always say, when you start a podcast, you have two things, no audience and integrity. And you're basically selling your integrity one download at a time. And the other thing you're doing is you're hurting the entire podcast industry. And you're like, wait, what? Sure, because that sponsor who is expecting to get their product mentioned in front of, let's say, 10,000 people, and then you go and use a service that artificially inflates your numbers, and we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I got 50,000 downloads. Well, really, it's only 10,000, but you were told 50,000, and so you're expecting to get a bunch of new customers from this awesome advertising on this podcast. There's only one problem. 40,000 of those are robots. They're not real people. And so what does the sponsor do? They're like, man, I spent all this money in podcasting and I barely got a trickle of traffic to my website or whatever their goal was. And they go and tell all their other business friends, whatever you do, don't invest in podcasting. I tried it. It was awful. I got barely any kind of return on my investment. So if that is you and you're doing this, please stop, because you may be lining your pocket. But the other thing to keep in mind is they usually leave a paper trail. There are things that aren't the norm in podcasting. And one of them is, at least right now, Apple Podcast is the top app when it comes to listening to podcasts. They are somewhat losing their edge, but that's pretty much a given. If you go into somebody's stats, Apple Podcasts is going to be number one, probably followed by Spotify and then some other ones. But if you see that Chrome or Firefox or some other web browser is the number one app by far, you can pretty much rest assured that there's something not quite right going with this podcast. And when you use these services, that's the key. Now, here's the other thing, is the advertising company is going to want to look at your stats. They're going to want to look at your stats. Why? Because that advertiser is their customer, and it's their job to make sure that what they're paying for, which is getting in front of an actual audience, is something that is being delivered. So when all of a sudden your downloads show up and they are from the website, right? So again, Chrome or some other browser is that. And all of a sudden you have a huge audience in some sort of country that I can't pronounce, Kazakhstan or something like that. Or usually you get downloads from Dallas, in Texas and California. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, on this one day, you got a ton of downloads from North Carolina. That's weird. That's kind of a red flag. And oh, what do you know? Those downloads are on the web. You may have heard the saying, success leaves clues. Well, you know what else leaves clues? Fraud. And I just, look, I understand. I really do. We want a bigger audience. And if you have a sponsor, you probably have a decent sized audience. That's awesome. Keep your integrity and keep the sponsor. That's the other thing to keep in mind. So let's say somebody sponsors you for a few months, you jack up your numbers, and then what happens? The sponsor goes, I'm not getting hardly any activity from this sponsorship. So they quit. Keep your sponsor, keep your integrity. Now, in my next episode, we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty of this, but the bottom line is, I can't guarantee your show will be popular. You just can't. If you think about it, look at American Idol. That thing's been on for over 10 years. Can you name all 10 American Idol winners? We all know Kelly Clarkson and the one woman that sings the football theme. There's Chris Daugherty. We know a few of them. But these people were voted the best on a TV show that gets millions of viewers, and yet you just heard, I can't name them. Carrie Underwood is the woman I'm thinking of. And so there are no guarantees. And if somebody says, I can guarantee you to be number one, there's got to be some shenanigans going on in the back. Do it the old-fashioned way by making great content, figuring out who your audience is, going to where they are, making friends, and then telling them about your show. Now, that's just one strategy. There are many. When I was in high school, I was in a business program, and one of the things we did was that particular program ran like this little school store where we had candy and t-shirts and things like that. And as you might imagine, yeah, the candy was going over well. In fact, it was going over a little too well, because the stats from the cash register showed that we sold X amount of content, and yet the inventory was way low. Like, wait, where's the rest of the boxes of M&Ms? And the teacher for that program came into the room, and he said, let me ask you a question. Don't you think if someone had figured out a way to steal and not get caught, that it would have been invented by now? And I sat there as a probably 17-year-old kid in high school, and I thought, that's a really good point. And so I'm just here to tell you that there will be people, and when they come up to you and they're just explain how they're going to make your show explode, be careful and be wary. And in the next episode, I'm going to explain some of the red flags to look for so that you can avoid these vultures coming in to pick over your bones and take your money. Now, if you need help with anything with your podcast, well, you know, that's what I love to do. I help podcasters. It's what I do. And if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/consultant, that'll save you a little bit on your monthly or yearly subscription. And of course, that comes with not a 7, not a 14, a full 30-day money-back guarantee. If on day 29 you're like, Dave, this isn't what I thought it was, I will refund your money. And of course, that membership comes with step-by-step tutorials, an amazing podcast community to network with, and unlimited consulting with me. You know how on your internet bill you might have unlimited bandwidth? Well, yeah, that's it. Unlimited coaching, me and you, one-on-one, so many ways to do it, even if you're across the pond. Yeah, it's cool. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/consultant. I'm Dave Jackson. I want to be your podcast consultant.